The Wrangell Assembly voted unanimously Tuesday evening to renew the ordinance, which extends the city's emergency declaration until the end of March. But absent from the language is the mayor's emergency power to enact ordinances without assembly input. The city manager's emergency powers were also slashed. She is still allowed to, for example, mandate face coverings in city facilities or require COVID testing for emergency responders. But city manager Lisa Von Bargen will not be able to enact emergency orders as was allowed under the previous declaration. She said the new version of the emergency declaration is necessary to leverage federal aid.
We're asking this to be put in place to make sure there is no risk of us not being able to get federal funding. And there is nothing in this ordinance that allows for any restrictions, any changes to any operations in our community to take place without additional assembly action.
Two community members spoke at the meeting against renewing the emergency ordinance, citing government overreach and baseless fear-mongering. Mike Lockerbie was one of them.
Let's take the step of not continuing an emergency authority and take that first step to returning to normal.
Assemblymember David Powell indicated the Assembly had also received written correspondence against renewing the emergency declaration, and added that he got more than 25 calls about it. But he says those most concerned apparently misunderstood the resolution's purpose. Powell said he felt confused about the community blowback, considering that the ordinance actually reduced the scope of emergency powers held by the mayor and the city manager.
I think it could have been avoided a lot of grief if people would have just asked before they got thinking that we were trying to reach out more and make more stringent rules and all that stuff.
The Assembly also extended its ordinance allowing meetings to be held via teleconference until the end of March. City Clerk Kim Lane says public meetings could eventually be moved to the Nolan Center, which will allow in-person meetings to take place at a COVID-safe distance.
In a nutshell, we're not quite ready to move to the Nolan Center for in-person meetings. The Nolan Center is undergoing some construction in their large room, and they're not anticipating that that is going to be done until the end of the month.
Lane says that could happen as early as March. The city is still fine-tuning its audiovisual system to allow meetings to be streamed from the Nolan Center. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.